Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Joe, who is worried about a mole.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Good.
Take yourself a seat.
Thanks.
So what do we owe this pleasure?
Well, basically, I've got some moles on the back of my neck, and I'm just a bit concerned about them. I'm really sensitive to the sun anyways.
Sure.
And I've been in Southeast Asia for like a year.
Yeah.
And obviously, as much sun cream as I put on,
yeah,
we were on the odd occasion when I was getting quite badly burned.
Okay.
So I just wanted to have a check-up, really, and just make sure everything was okay.
Fine. You do a bit of travelling, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
They don't see a great deal of you.
No.
Right.
I try and not stay here as long.
So, an anxiety about whether you could be prone to getting cancer of the skin, presumably,
yeah,
melanomas, that type of thing.
Exactly. Well, it runs in the family as well. Imagine my dad's had it 3 times.
Oh, crikey. Tell me
so,
what.
So, I'm just a bit concerned about that.
He's actually had melanomas?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a potential that the family might be more at risk.
Exactly.
I
think it's just
fair, aren't you?
Fair skin.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So anything else we need to talk about, or mostly your skin?
No, just that. Okay. So just those.
General health being okay?
Fine. Yeah.
Life circumstances?
Fine.
Life treating you okay?
Yeah.
Just remind me who you're living with at the moment.
I'm back with my parents, so I'm back in the UK.
And travelling-wise and work-wise, what's going on in your life?
Working.
As?
I'm not getting an assistant. I'm not smoking anymore either.
Fab, okay. What occasioned that? Well done.
Nothing really, just good sense, I guess.
Great. Okay, good news. Again, that's another thing that will look after your skin as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Great. Relationships?
Single.
What direction?
How do you mean, sorry?
What's your sexuality, if you don't mind?
Okay.
Okay. And can I just check about any concerns that you'd had about previous exposures?
Oh, no, that's...
It's not an issue.
Like sexual health?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been checked out.
You've had checks
and
things
absolutely
were okay.
Yeah,
and you've not got
fine
any symptoms or problems at the moment, so quite happy with the way things are.
Totally, yeah.
Can I just check about alcohol as well, if that's okay?
Sort of casual drinker, yeah.
It's not a health issue.
Not an alcoholic.
No, okay. But you wouldn't regard yourself as being drinking excessively or anything?
No.
Like that. Okay.
Sort of Friday, Saturday,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, turning back to your skin, if that's okay,
mm-hmm.
Moles-wise, what do you normally like in terms of moles?
It's just the back of my neck,
just that
to be honest with you. And then there's one that, obviously it's quite hard for me to see it myself, but there's one that I can sort of see when I look in the mirror and it looks like maybe it has got larger. I don't know,
okay,
because obviously I don't really monitor them that closely, but when I sort of have those moments in the mirror, I think...
Have you asked anyone to look at them for you?
Yeah, I had my parents look at it last night, but again, it's... You know, but apart from taking a picture of it every 6 months, it's difficult.
And has there been a change or an evolution in the shape of it or the
I think so,
of these
I
things?
Believe so. I think it's kind of got larger.
Got a little bit, that one.
See, I Googled it, so I think I scared myself, to be honest with you.
Okay. Understandable, yeah.
Which is not great. You know, you look at Google images and I was like, that's me.
Okay. So you want an objective opinion about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Was there anything else that you were particularly hoping that would do for you today?
No, I just wanted to make sure it was okay.
Rule out that it's not melanin.
Exactly.
And decide where to go from here.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Good. Are we up to date with blood pressure and things like that for you? Have we ever done it for you?
I don't think so.
Should we take advantage of the occasion?
We can do.
Check that while you're here.
Left arm, okay.
Yeah, left arm, but leave your sleeve down. As long as it's not too tight, we should be able to do it over the top of that. If not, then I can always take it off in a second. Just let your arm relax onto your thumb. Perfect. So your back's been absolutely fine. So if we just ask you to stand up, if that's okay, and we'll have a look at the back of your neck.
Yeah.
So as you say, very freckly.
Yeah, it all seems to be concentrated there on the back of my neck as well, because I don't tend to have them anywhere else.
That'd be the area that gets exposed to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And which one was it in particular?
It was around here.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you... think it's just the largest one. It looks darker than the rest of them as well, which was...
You've got one here which is slightly darker than the other ones.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be alarmed by the size of that one.
Okay, good.
But it's worthwhile watching the evolution of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make a measurement today.
Okay.
You've obviously taken a decent picture of it already, or got your parents to do it.
Yeah.
So 5 millimeters by 4. So... The lesion itself is all the same colour.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a slight irregularity to the outline of it. So it's worthwhile just watching that. And if you wanted me to look at it myself again in, say, a couple of months' time or mm-hmm. a month's time, if there's any changes, then let us know sooner. They look like freckles.
Okay.
And certainly there's nothing really about that at the moment that is alarming to me. But I'll just go through things with you at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's like a hard and fast rule, or is it the darker that it is, the worse, or?
Collection of things that we keep an eye out for, mm. and you're right to be suspicious about moles, particularly with your strong family history.
Yeah.
So if we're in any doubt about it, then we'll get a second opinion from a dermatologist to have a really close look with a viewing microscope,
mm-hmm.
A dermatoscope to have a look at the skin, just to look at the features
okay.
In more detail. But yeah, are there any rules? There are rules, and these are the rules that you're looking for. A is for the symmetry of the lesion. Now, the lesion that you've got at the moment, it is generally, it has a couple of little indentations on either side,
mm-hmm.
but it's that kind of shape, a bit like a violin.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So that irregularity probably is normal for you, but it would be interesting to see some old pictures, if you've had some, to see if that's looked kind of normal for you. Obviously, when you go out in the sun, all of those freckles will become more apparent.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's not too much of a worry in itself, but what I'm looking for is changes in the discoloration. So the symmetry, it is symmetrical,
mm-hmm.
so you draw a line down it or draw a line across it. The border, is it uneven? And it's slightly uneven.
Mm-hmm.
It's no biggie on its own. It's all the same colour.
Mm-hmm.
And D is for diameter, so the size of it. So what we've got at the moment is 5 millimeters by almost 4 millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a biggie. And E is probably one of the more important ones. Is it changing?
Yeah.
So if it's changing and we've got any question about it, then we get a dermatologist to have a mm-hmm. close look at it. They don't look particularly suspicious.
Good.
The rest of them are just freckles.
Mm-hmm.
And your skin is of that nature.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're absolutely
yeah.
right. It's crucial that you protect yourself from getting burnt. And I suggest that when you go travelling, that you make sure that you've got a broad-rim hat and appropriate kind of neckwear, just to make sure that gets
yeah.
covered. Some people prefer to have one of these ones that come down the back to protect.
Yeah, I mean, I am quite conscious of it, and yeah. I stay quite protected. I always wear factor 50, and
perfect.
I'm always wearing long-sleeve tops, and even in England, I don't take the risk, because
yeah.
my skin is that bad.
There is a potential problem with doing that, is that you might not be getting enough vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
But so long as you're exposing your skin regularly, then you should be getting some vitamin D mm-hmm. over the summer. But if you wanted to have your vitamin D level checked, we could do that for you, and that's a simple blood test.
Okay.
The alternative to that is just to take
a supplement. Yeah.
So the standard strength supplement, I would recommend the cost-effective supplement that you might want to use is called Value Back Vitamin D. You can get it from places like Holland and Barrett,
mm-hmm.
and it's 1,000 international units a day.
That sounds something I've yeah. considered, actually, so I'll probably do that.
But if you wanted to have a blood test, I'd be happy to do that for you
okay.
as well. Any other queries?
No, that's all.
So happy to see you again. If there's a suggestion of evolution, let's see you again.
Yeah.
But maybe give it a couple of months and then get your mum to have another.
I think the best idea is I'll just get it photographed now.
Perfect.
And then monitor it from excellent. There. That'd be great. The best way to do it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Keep in touch.
Right, thanks very much.
See you.
Bye. Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.